What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 368. In this episode, I'll discuss peripheral IV administration of 3% sodium chloride solution. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode368. Infusions of 3% sodium chloride are routinely recommended to be given through central, not peripheral, IV lines. This recommendation is based on the theory that since the osmolarity of 3% sodium chloride exceeds 900 milliosms per liter, it puts the patient at risk of thrombophlebitis, tissue necrosis, and extravasation reactions. Some recent studies have illustrated that this theory may not be relevant and that 3% sodium chloride may be safe for administration in peripheral IV lines. One single-center prospective study of 28 patients was published in 2017 in the journal Neuroscience Nursing. The study was done to evaluate the safety of a hospital policy change that allowed the administration of 3% sodium chloride via 16 to 20 gauge peripheral IVs to a maximum infusion rate of 50 mLs per hour in patients without central venous access. Patients were assessed for infiltration, erythema, swelling, phlebitis, thrombosis, and line infection. Overall, patients received 3% sodium chloride for a duration between 1 and 124 hours with infusion rates of 30 to 50 mLs per hour. The rate of complications was about 10%. The complications included infiltration in just 2 patients, a 6% incidence, and thrombophlebitis in just 1 patient, a 3% incidence. The authors concluded, there's long been a concern among healthcare providers, including nursing staff, in regards to peripheral IV administration of prolonged 3% hypertonic saline infusion therapy. Our study indicates that peripheral administration of 3% saline carries a low risk of minor, non-limb or life-threatening complications. Although central venous infusion may reduce the risk of these minor complications, it may increase the risk of more serious complications, such as large vessel thrombosis, bloodstream infection, pneumothorax, and arterial injury. The concern regarding the risks of peripheral IV administration of 3% saline may be overstated and unfounded. Another retrospective two-center study was also published in 2017, this time in the American Journal of Critical Care. Of 213 patients who had peripheral continuous infusions of 3% sodium chloride solution, 15 or 7% had infusion-related reactions. Administration was changed to a central catheter in 56 patients, but only 5 of these changes were due to an infusion-related reaction. Most patients, 73.7%, received their entire treatment peripherally for a median duration of 44 hours and 3 minutes. The most common electrolyte abnormalities were hyperchloremia in 49.3% of patients and hypokalemia in 46.9%. At one of the hospitals, the maximum peripheral infusion rate was 30 mLs per hour, and at the other hospital, the maximum rate was 75 mLs per hour. These set of authors concluded, current recommendations that a central catheter is required for continuous IV infusion of 3% sodium chloride should be re-evaluated. Only a few patients who had peripheral infusions had infusion-related reactions. Electrolyte abnormalities occurred frequently with peripheral infusion, but the clinical importance of the abnormalities remains unclear. Taken together, I think that these studies support the peripheral infusion of 3% sodium chloride in patients who do not already have central venous access. The most important risks with 3% sodium chloride infusion, in my opinion, are still hypernatremia and overly rapid correction of hyponatremia. Frequent serum sodium and patient neurological monitoring is still required regardless of what type of venous access a patient receiving 3% sodium chloride infusion has. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is where I teach other hospital pharmacists practical skills in the areas of code blue response, critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy. At the time of this recording, there's less than 48 hours left for you to be able to try out the Academy for 7 days for just $1. The chance to get trial access to the Academy ends at 10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, January 29th. To sign up, go to pharmacyjoe.com/trial. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.